Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to go to the Senate, a very big vote yesterday. Very important vote yesterday. The Senate, by a margin of 86-11. 86-11. That means three senators didn't vote. Approved $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. A little more than Joe Biden had asked for. This is just in time. Truth is that NATO and a lot of the European countries are helping Ukraine. But nobody is like the United States. We are the 800-pound gorilla. $11 billion of this is immediately going to go to weapons. And those weapons are going to be delivered ASAP to Ukraine. $9 billion of it is for replacement, because we're going to be taking some of those weapons out of stock. Right here, out of American stock, and we need to replace them. Javelins and Stingers, howitzers, shells, long-range artillery, heavy artillery. We've already sent them 5,500 javelins and 1,400 stingers. What's a javelin? A javelin, it kind of, I think it's a great name. It kind of summons up the idea long, long time ago, would people have a javelin, they'd throw them in combat. Guys, would, you know, there'd be 2,000 guys on either side. They'd run in. They'd have shields and broadswords, and they'd have javelins, and they'd throw them, and, you know, these things would come raining down on you. Well, these javelins are a little different. These javelins can blow up a tank. They are directional, and they have wiped out a lot of Rusky tanks. The 1,400 Stingers, the Stingers go up to about 5,000 feet. They can take down a helicopter, and they can take down a plane that's within 5,000 feet. But what they don't take down is a plane that's higher than that. And that's why, and up till now, this is what we've given them. And that's why we have all been pressuring the Biden administration to give them more powerful missiles, take down Rusky aircraft that are higher up. We sent them 184,000 155 millimeter shells. Something like almost $9 billion, $8.8 billion of this money is going to go to run the government of Ukraine and the country. What the Ruskies have done is they've destroyed about 95% of the buildings in Mariupol, for instance. Many of the buildings in Kyiv and elsewhere before they withdrew. And you cannot run an economy when your manufacturing has been destroyed. You don't have tax revenue, you don't have tax collectors. That $8.8 billion lets Ukraine survive for a while, for a long while. About $4.4 billion is an international disaster aid because of food disruption. I told you before what the Ruskies are doing in the Sea of Azov, where Mariupol is. They control that area. In the Black Sea, they have ships off the shore. And what they're doing right now, when they got closer, the Ukrainians destroyed a couple of their ships, including the flagship, the Moscow, the Moskva. And they did it basically with missiles that a couple of guys put in the bed of a pickup truck, destroyed and killed a lot of people on that, including allegedly one of their admirals. So they're afraid to get too close to the shore. The Russian Navy is a joke. From their perspective, it's a disaster. In the Mediterranean, first of all, they have one aircraft carrier. That aircraft carrier is in dry dock because it's unseaworthy. When they had it in the Mediterranean, it's loaded with airplanes, but they can't take off and land on the aircraft carrier. They don't know how to, and it does not have the configuration. So what they did in Syria is they went alongside the, they docked it, offloaded with cranes the aircraft, and took off and landed on airfields in Syria. And they claimed it was an aircraft carrier. When I was in the Mediterranean with the Navy, nobody would let them into port. They'd go around to people and say no NATO country would let them in. They were kind of like the orphans. Sometime after that, I read reports that one of their ships had broken down, their water supply had broken down, and the U.S. Navy brought fresh water to the Russian ship. That was during the 90s when we had good relations with Russia. About 900 million of this money is going to go for Ukrainian refugees, and that's exactly right. Poland has taken, what, several million of them? Hungary, Romania, others have gone throughout Europe, and some have come to the United States. But Ukraine only has 40 million people, 40, roughly, maybe 44 million. And 10 million or more of them are refugees. Not all of them have left the country. Some have gone from the eastern part to the western part. This was absolutely essential funding and essential support for Ukraine. I was very glad to see it. You remember what happened? It had bipartisan support, by the way. When 86 senators vote for it, that means all 50 Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents voted for it, and also 36 Republicans. 36 out of 50. Who voted against it? Well, let's start with Rand Paul. Rand Paul is essentially the eyes and ears of Russia in the Senate. I don't really like the idea of Rand Paul being given sensitive information on foreign policy or military affairs. Remember last week, he held up his pinky. He said, I vote to not let this go forward. These guys, 100 of them, they all think they're something. They're pretty high opinion of themselves. Many of them are lazy. In the case of Rand Paul, they are serving the interests of Russia, not us. You can't any longer let one guy stick a pinky in the air and say, we're not going to even consider it. A long time ago, that would have been it. Well, now what's happened is they changed the rules so they can then take a vote anyway to see if they should even consider it. But it delayed it. Everybody went home for the weekend. It delayed aid to Ukraine by about 10 days, right in the middle of the genocidal attack by Russia, by the Russian mafia, by the Ruskies. And it finally went through 10 days later. Another guy that voted against it was Josh Hawley. Now, Josh Hawley is the guy from Missouri. You might remember him for two things. One, during the insurrection on January 6th, he's the guy that gave a raised fist of approval to the insurrectionists. And behind them was a gallows from which they proposed to hang Mike Pence, the vice president. And they went in. Five people died. A woman got kicked to death, trampled. Another woman got shot by law enforcement. There were several suicides by the cops, more than 100, maybe more than 130 law enforcement were out with disabilities. They were beaten up. They couldn't defend themselves. They were afraid to draw their weapons because it would have been used against them. And Josh Hawley raised his fist in approval. The other thing you might remember him, and I love this, he thinks he's running for president. So he thinks he's taking the most far out right-wing pro-Russian, pro-authoritarian, pro-fascist positions he can, basically to try to sneak on the ticket as vice president. Let's be honest. This clown's never going to be president. And maybe even to get a job in a cabinet, because if a Republican gets in, because Josh Hawley, at some point in Missouri, the show me state, I'm from Missouri, it's a great state, have a cousin down there working, Kansas City. But I'll tell you what, they're only going to put up with so much from this guy, even if they're conservatives. He may realize he's on the way out, and he may realize he needs a job, because I don't know if he's ever really worked for a living outside of politics. So he does this stuff, and when his name was included in polls on the presidency, you may remember this, they'll put like 10 people on there. They'll put Trump, DeSantis, believe it or not, Giuliani, Pompeo, Don Jr., Cruz, you know, that kind of thing. Hawley, you get Trump at the top, then DeSantis, then you get Pence and, you know, a few others. Hawley is the guy, you know, when you got down to the lower orders, they were at like 2%, 1%. Hawley had 0%. Not a single person picked him. And these are polls that can have 830 people. I got news for you, 830 people, if they put your name or my name in a Republican poll, if they put the guy at the gas station or the grocery store, he'd get one vote. I mean, come on, he'd get one vote. Why would he get one vote? Because people who had the same name, for instance, or from the same kind of background would probably vote for him. People know Hawley. They fear Hawley. They know he's a slithery sort. He's a slithery sort. He's a not only pro-Russian, like Rand Paul, the two of them, but these guys have betrayed the United States with these votes. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.